Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
710 ESPN, the Sedano Show. Always glad to be here. I'm Kirk Morrison, George Sedano. Stepping away for a second, but a lot of people have been talking about this Rams news and what's been going on with the Rams, right? I've always said this, everybody. It's going to be addition for the Rams by subtraction. And when I say by subtraction, we knew there was going to be a lot of free agents that the Rams were not going to be able to sign. And we're already seeing the trickle down effect, whether it's Michael Brockers, who signed with the Baltimore Ravens, whether it's Corey Littleton, who I've told everybody from last season, and my guy Bronny is there. He will tell you, I don't have to lie about it. I said that Corey Littleton is going to be an Oakland Raider come next year. And into my fruition, which I talked about 4 months ago, he is now signed with the Oakland Raiders, George.
They're hemorrhaging people.
Well, it's not hemorrhaging people. Look, if I can go to Vegas and have tax-free money, yes, I'm going to take that deal. But at the same time, though, just the Rams in general, it's going to be a difficult year. This is going to be a trying year because we know that their salary cap is really jacked up. They've got some money, but yet the money of how much do you improve this team when you have so many guys who are free agents that you're not going to be able to re-sign. And that's what they're kind of going through right now. And especially, I know you've mentioned that you've moved over the last couple of weeks, right, mm-hmm. George?
Yep.
And you know, when you're moving, you're trying to figure out, let me find, this is the best moving company. So as you've got this best moving company and you're going to pay a premium penny, you know, for them to move your things, then all of a sudden another company is able to move your stuff at a cheaper rate and they do the same kind of quality of service. They do the same job.
Right.
You're like, you know what? I may be able to go with this company over here and tell this other company, I won't need you. I'm going to go over here because now I have a little bit surplus, a little bit more money to use on other items I may need to improve my home.
Right.
That's kind of where the Rams are, I think, with Ty Gurley. Like, he's the premium service that they wanted and they got and they had him. And all of a sudden you realize, wait, I can pay less to someone else, get the same job done, and then have more money left over to go help out and build up my team. But right now, no one's fetching that Ty Gurley contract. I said it before yesterday, man. And no one wants to trade for Ty Gurley just because you don't even know what you're getting. You know, we just talked about the physicals and, you know, teams are, I don't know if Ty Gurley may pass a physical with another team. So I think that also has something to do why his name has come up in trade talks. But I think that's more so coming from his own camp, the Los Angeles Rams camp, and not from anybody else.
By the way, you're listening to KSB in Los Angeles. Kirk Morrison hanging out with me here for a little bit to talk some football on the Sedano Show on 710 ESPN, presented by Progressive Insurance. All our guests appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. I think there's going to be a big onus on Sean McVay and that coaching staff this year. And look, if there's any one thing they need to do, the Rams,
yes,
is get offensive linemen to protect Jared Goff. Because if they can do that, and they can find themselves someone that can run the ball, then they'll be fine. Like, I think that their offense will work. But to me, it's about that offensive line. If they can't get that offensive line right, they're in for a long, long season.
Yeah, but so do you draft? Do you pluck in the free agent market?
Because you got to do both, I think.
Well, the thing is, they don't have the money to go out and get the top tier. So you're kind of going to piece this thing together over the next couple of weeks with your second line of free agency, right? So
you can't be worse than what they got, though.
Well, remember, they do have some offensive line that they've drafted, and they're going to have to rely on some of those guys, right? The Joseph Noteboons, when you look at the center, Brian Allen, the guy who played well until he got injured last year. And then you have on the right side, you've got some guys who've made some strides. So to me, the offensive line, does Whitworth bring value back to you as well at your left tackle position at a reduced rate? So the Rams offensive line actually, George, I thought got better toward the end of the season when they really started to come together. They lost some guys early in the season that it's hard to develop that chemistry.
Right.
But I was impressed by the younger players. Now you get them in the year two, year three of the system. I tell you, they probably will be okay at offensive line if they add just one or two pieces.
Okay, fair enough. I trust you when it comes to this stuff, certainly. But, I am curious to see how this thing shakes out for them because their division got better. DeAndre Hopkins in that division. All of a sudden, Cliff Kingsbury's got another weapon for Kyler Murray. Right. You know, defense defensively, they still have some holes, but they have Patrick Peterson. They've got a decent pass rush. They could use some help in the secondary and linebacker still. They're not great on defense. They're very, I would say, at best, maybe average. But we know how good the Seahawks are, and we sure as hell know how good the Niners are. So it's not an easy division.
No, not an easy division at all. Seattle just sitting over there. They added Greg Olsen, a tight end that they needed for their offense since Jimmy Graham left. So I think Seattle, they've upgraded, and they did well in the draft last year. They re-signed Jadeveon Clowney. They really are probably a front runner within that division. We look at the 49ers. They've got draft picks. They acquired a first-round pick by trading away DeForest Buckner yesterday to the Indianapolis Colts. So think about that. The 49ers have two first-round draft picks after making it to the Super Bowl last year. That's the way the NFL works. And, you know, we just kind of talked about the Arizona Cardinals. Remember, you can't forget Chandler Jones. Remember, he was the runner-up to Defensive Player of the Year last year to Stephon Gilmore.
Bones Jones' brother, the UFC fighter. Yep.
So you have all of those guys. So that's why you said the division has gotten better. Now when you look at the Rams, I think it's also, too, George, you look at when they paid Brandon Cooks. Did they need to? Probably not. But because of the capital they gave up to get him, a first-round pick to New England. And then you look at the production in which he didn't have. And remember, he's missed games due to head injuries. And then you look at this upcoming season or the upcoming draft, George. This is probably one of the best wide receiver drafts that we've seen in a long, long time. They can go out and draft a couple wide receivers that can do a lot of the things that Brandon Cooks are able to do at a lot cheaper rate. So that's why you keep hearing those names, Brandon Cooks, Ty Gurley, those names are starting to circulate.
But who's biting on those guys?
Well, nobody.
I mean, Gurley, nobody's biting on Gurley. But can you – I mean, Cooks is – I mean, he's gotten hit so many times, man.
Correct. So that's what I'm saying. Nobody's biting. And it would probably be one of those things where – the Rams would have to trade and pay half of a contract to someone else just to get the cap relief. So we've seen it, you know, in different sports where, hey, we'll trade you plus the cash compensations on the contract that he's already got. So that's why the Rams have to make some tough decisions. We knew they weren't going to use the franchise tag yesterday when the deadline came. So we knew that. So now it's really about tomorrow when all the deals will now become official and see where the Rams will be sitting at the table.
Kirk, let me ask you this. Is Derek Carr a guy who should be worried right now with this Mariota signing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because Marcus Mariota, well, we could have said the same thing last year at the same time when the Tennessee Titans signed Ryan Tannehill.
Right.
Should Marcus Mariota be nervous that Ryan Tannehill has come in? Probably some people's like, ah, whatever, and we saw what happened. I think Marcus Mariota is a guy who kind of sat back, he learned, and he understands what's going to be needed in order for him to come out and be successful. Look, Derek Carr has a bad game or two. Look, you put in Marcus Mariota, and all of a sudden he takes off running. The way that the offenses are now doing what? They're basically kind of geared to quarterbacks that can move, that can get out of the pocket a little bit more. Marcus Mariota, we can't forget, Heisman Trophy winner, but coming out in the draft, it was just more so about his decision-making. How much better can he be? And I think he's in a situation where he may be a better decision-maker than Derek Carr, and that's all that a guy like John Gruden wants to see from his quarterback is protecting the football and making great decisions, which we saw last year. Derek Carr didn't do that a ton.
No, he didn't. And we know that, did Gruden loved Mariota, right? Well, he loved everybody in that quarterback camp thing.
Remember, Gruden loves everybody.
Yeah, I tell you
what,
man. He
loves Johnny Manziel. Yeah. He loves everybody.
I tell you what, man. This Marcus Mariota, this guy's the real deal. So anyway, Mayock did too? Mayock liked Mariota?
Mayock loved,
okay.
Yeah, they all loved him.
There you go.
Yeah.
Derek Carr. He's got the house next to Gruden in Vegas, right?
Yeah,
that's what he said. That was his neighbor.
But this is a make or break year. Remember, Derek Carr, I think he's only getting $18 million this year on the deal that he signed a couple years back. So when we say only, I mean, for a starting quarterback in the NFL.
That's low, yes.
That's low compared to where, you know, you look at what yesterday, Kirk Cousins got an extension on his contract. Will he be averaging 30?
Did he deserve that extension? I mean, I know they were pretty good, but man.
I mean, honestly, he going to the final year of a deal. You got to kind of do that. I mean, he took him to the second round of the playoffs last year. It's just about stability, right? If you can sign a contract for this many dollars and say, hey, this is our quarterback for the future, let's build around him, I think you go forward because you don't want to put yourself in the unknown, which a lot of teams right now are sitting right here in the unknown.
All right, so who do you trust more? Let's play this quarterback game right now. Who do you trust more? Phillip Rivers in Indy, if he ends up there.
Yes.
Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee. Cam Newton with, let's call it the Chargers.
Okay.
Or Brady in Tampa, if you were to go there.
Ooh.
Who would you trust there? Who do you trust more out of that group?
Well, I think I would trust Phillip Rivers. I think he's in a situation. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Because he's going back with Frank Reich, who was his offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach when they were the San Diego Chargers.
Right.
And so now you have some familiarity there. You go into a situation in which I think the Indianapolis Colts, you got to look at their division, right? Would you agree, George, that the Houston Texans got better or worse yesterday?
Oh, my God. They got worse. Like, if I'm Deshaun Watson, I'm furious.
Right. Yeah. You look at the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they've just been up and down ever since then. I don't believe in Gardner Minshew, who's probably going to be their starting quarterback. So you have those two teams, and you throw in Tennessee. And look, I love Ryan Tannehill, and I really love a guy like Derrick Henry. But, you know, sometimes that style of offense can be up and down. It just doesn't have the longevity that I believe. So you look at Phillip Rivers goes to a great division. And I always said this. I was texting my buddies yesterday. I get to play indoors 8 games guaranteed, like indoors.
Right.
Like no worry, no sun, no worry about the wind, the rain, snow, none of that. I take Phillip Rivers and I believe in him in 8 games that he can get things done. And they got an outstanding young defense. And you go back to what you just talked about earlier with the Rams, George. What is it? Offensive line. One of the best offensive lines in the NFL is the Indianapolis Colts. They got some guys up front who really get after it.
Where so the Chargers were a mess last year on the offensive line.
Well, look, Chargers have been a mess. You look at how many times Tampa Bay got Jameis Winston hit last year. So to me, the guy who I trust the most would be Phillip Rivers in Indianapolis, because it also gives him a nice little, I think, path to winning a division title and getting to the playoffs, where I look at these other teams and look, you know, the Chargers are still in the division with Patrick Mahomes, who's a former MVP. And you look at the NFC South with, New Orleans, they're still there, right? It's just, it's going to be a little bit difficult for the other guys where I look at Phillip Rivers in Indianapolis, and it fits.
All right, Kirk, real quick, 2 quick guesses on the way out here.
Sure.
Make a pick on where Tom Brady goes.
Well, right now, I feel like everyone's saying Tampa. Everyone's saying Tampa. I'm going to say mystery team. I can't give you a team.
Oh,
I
just come like on!
There is a team that's waiting out there, and his whole –
You're saying none of the above right now.
I feel like 199 Media, whatever his media company is drawing this thing out. If he says Tampa Bay, I'll give you that. I'll say Tampa Bay, but I just would not be shocked. I'll steal a page from Jeff Darlington. I would not be shocked.
Yeah.
If he chose a team that we're not talking about right now.
All right, here's what Keyshawn said right at the end of our crosstalk segment today.
The reason I say it is because Jeff was just on with us, and he had a nervous laugh when LZ started pressing him. And I know somebody within the New England organization that I've been texting with, and they just said my backyard. And I didn't need to hear anything else, and I know they're not talking about Tampa.
So he thinks here.
Mm. We'll see. It's fun, man. It really is.
All right, last one. Who's the starting quarterback in New England?
Starting quarterback in New England? I'm going to go with Andy Dalton.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go with Andy Dalton. I think you take Dalton over Jameis. Jameis throws the ball way too much, interceptions, all that stuff.
Yeah, Belichick would go nuts.
Yeah, we know Teddy Bridgewater is already off the market now. He signs with Carolina. So I think the guy who would fit most right now, it would be a battle between Jarrett Stidham, who they drafted out of Auburn a couple of years ago, going up against Andy Dalton is my guess.
My man, stay safe. Thank you so much for coming on. Stay healthy, stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Oh, yeah, we on tonight, baby.
Oh, it's at the Sliwa Show. You on from 6:30 to 9, right?
Yeah, crosstalk at 6. We're going to be chopping it up, man. All the days, NFL news, and get what's going on here in Los Angeles, man.
Sliwa after dark, or is it Sliwa at sunrise or sunset? Which one is it?
Sliwa at sunset.
Okay, there you go. All right, we'll be listening then.
Sounds good, brother.
All right, man, thank you.
You got it.
There he is, Kirk Morrison. Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN. Thanks to Kirk Morrison and my buddy Evan Cohen. If you missed any part of the show, you should subscribe to the Sedano Show podcast. You're going to have plenty of time, so you might as well listen to something. Also, don't forget all the breaking news in the NFL. We'll have it for you here on 710 ESPN. And make sure, if you're near a television, SportsCenter. They're on basically around the clock. So check out SportsCenter each and every day, in the morning, in the evening. They'll have all the NFL stuff. Right now, they got NFL Live. They're just going at NFL free agency roundtables. So SportsCenter will have your back. So make sure you check it out. This segment brought to you by Capital One eNow. Brought to you again by our friends at eNow. Capital One's assistant that catches things that might look wrong with your credit card. Send an alert to your phone, and it helps you fix them. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Bergman, you brought up an interesting question for me during the break. Lay it on the audience.
All right, so, you know, in like 20 years, this whole coronavirus is going to go into the history books.
Correct.
And we're going to be in the middle school history books. You're going to have to do vocabulary tests on words from this. Mm-hmm. The two that I've come up with so far that are going to go in there is going to be flattening the curve. And what does that mean? And the other one is social distancing. And I'm trying to think of, is there other words that are coming from all of this that could possibly be added to all that?
Social distancing is definitely one.
Yeah, and
flattening the curve is absolutely another. It's a good one. Bronny, do you have one? Do you have another one?
No, because, I mean, those are the two big things you hear, social distancing and flattening the curve. I'm still freaked out. Like, I see the video in Florida of everyone at the beach, and I'm like, what are you people doing?
Oh, my God. I wanted to punch every one of them in the face.
I mean, Florida. Come on now.
And definitely west coast of Florida, different breed is what I will tell you as someone who grew up there. This is what I tell people, particularly during election years. Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Palm Beach are a different, almost like a different country compared to let alone a different state, let alone, you know, compared to the rest of Florida. I'd like to make that clear for everyone.
Well, you were not part of that area? That's not where you grew up?
Well, with the beach video that was out there, that's Clearwater, Florida. That's next to Tampa.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But Miami Beach is closed, right? They closed Miami Beach.
Yes. Well, the mayor of the city of Miami got coronavirus last week.
Oh, well, then there you go.
So, they started closing everything. But, yeah, it's just, you know, different pockets of, you know what, kind of like California. There's certain pockets of California that are a little different, right?
I mean, if you're in the OC, most likely you're...
No, I'm just saying, not the OC. I'm not talking about, like, politically. I'm just talking about just personality-wise.
Had nothing to do with politics.
I'm just saying a little different, right? You have a little different kind of lifestyle if you live in the mountains, right? If you live in the city.
Yeah, I mean, if you're up in, like, Lake Arrowhead,
right.
you're just
a different way of viewing life.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Thank God for my PlayStation. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would imagine gaming is up big time.
Oh, yeah. Twitch streamers are going to be doing buco numbers for the next couple weeks.
For sure. So I guess that is a great question, Bergman. We'll ask the audience, are there other words that will be part of the lexicon, basically, that you're adding to the history books? So you have social distancing and flatten the curve, right? Those are your two. By the way, the Dow Jones is up for the first time in a while.
Good.
Over 1,000 points. I think that just shows that people are taking the social distancing and flattening the curve seriously.
Yeah, people on Twitter are saying self-isolation.
Self-isolation! Quarantine?
Quarantine, those are already words, though.
Right, but they're more part of the lexicon than they had been previously.
Right, I'm hearing fluid situation, but I mean, that's another one.
Yeah, but that's already, yeah. But certainly self-quarantine is one.
Yeah, because you don't hear that very often.
Right, that is going to be a bigger part of the lexicon kind of moving forward, so.
But I mean, like flattening the curve, that's just, I just like those words that are now going to be in the history books.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'd rather those words not be part of the history books, but we're dealing with it, so we might as well make it part of the history books now.
Right. I mean, this is like, when you go back in time, you're talking about, events like, you know, what it doesn't matter what it is. You can be wars. There was words that came out.
Yeah.
Or if it was, you know, when the stock market crashed or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. By the way, CNN is reporting that the White House will be pitching a $1 trillion virus response package. So, I mean, listen, whatever it takes, man, let's just go. Let's just go. At this point, look, I know people, I don't want to go down this path, especially because Boss Betty Pantsuit's down there, is in the other room. But regardless of where you are politically, okay, whether you like the president, you don't like the president, you like the administration, you don't like the administration, at this point, we all need to root for each other to make sure this thing works and we get through this as quickly as possible. Okay, partisanship out the window right now. Let's just, you know what? Just do what you need to do, okay, to get us back to normal,
okay? Yeah. What do you think of these? Immunocompromised?
Ooh, immunocompromised.
That's a big word.
Yeah, it is big. Probably not a regular part of the lexicon, but absolutely will be part, especially for the highfalutin snooty types.
Right, there's from Craig Jacks, it's distant learning.
Distant learning, yeah. Yeah, for sure. How are you doing with your children?
My children are doing fine, actually. I mean,
no school. There's people. I've talked to some people that are a little like, you know, not trying to be selfish, but I'm going crazy right now.
Yeah, no, I mean,
but you're here, so
I mean. Yeah, I mean, the kids are fine though; they still can go outside and, you know, and ride around on their bikes or their rollerblades and roller skates and stuff when it's
just
not
stay
raining.
Six feet away from people,
right? But yes. I mean, they can stay close to me.
Yeah, no, you, yes,
yeah. But like everybody else, I mean, you know, they're watching TV, which they don't normally get to do during the week,
right?
And they're still learning, and we're still teaching them at home. So
yeah, we're doing some of that too. Yeah, we're doing some.
Yeah,
of
yeah.
That
I know
too.
You guys are. Having fun.
That the DirecTV guy, by the way, shout out to all you guys who called in yesterday about this. The DirecTV guy showed up right on time, Mr. Sourpuss Negative Bergman over there, who said the guy wouldn't show up at the top of the window.
I'm surprised that he didn't. Congratulations for being there on time.
I don't think he was listening, but literally as I got off the air, the phone was ringing.
Oh, I know. You actually left. You're like, it's the DirecTV guy. I'm going home.
I got DirecTV. Right. It took 3 hours to put up because of the weather and a little wacky wiring in the new house.
Now get your high-speed internet and we're all good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you give him some cervezas once he was done?
I asked whatever he wanted. He denied anything until the end. I asked him if he wanted a bottle of water at least.
There
he got one for the road. He had to call in for backup though, because it was apparently a much bigger job than I thought it was because of the wacky wiring in the Casa Sedano. But they got it done, and we had TV, and we now have TV. The rain though has been fascinating. Like, look, obviously, safety is the most important thing, but it is actually good that there's not that many people on the road, right?
It has been so
during the
easy.
Weather.
It has been so easy to get to work.
Yeah, and the weather, because of the weather, would make it more challenging, too, and it means more accidents, means more people would have to be dealing with each other interpersonally, which right now is a no-no.
Right. Hey, are you hungry?
Sure, I'm always hungry.
Yeah, Pizza Hut brought us some food for saying thank you.
Hey, Pizza Hut, thank you.
So thank you, Pizza Hut.
Yeah, look at that, Pizza Hut.
We're going to get some food.
I haven't had Pizza Hut. I used to love Pizza Hut when I was younger. When I was in high school, they had those buffets. Did you ever have the
Pizza Hut buffet?
They actually had like actual restaurants that you could sit down in. It was before they were just a delivery service.
Right.
Do you not remember they were an actual sit-down restaurant?
No, not really.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man. The giant restaurants, they like...
Yeah.
With like the giant like triangle roofs.
Right.
And,
they're Brawny
yeah.
Knows.
Yeah,
how old are
right.
you, Bergman?
No, I'm 36.
How old are you, Brawny?
36. Am I 36 or 37? I just had my birthday. I don't know right
how
now.
Are you the same age and not know this, Bergman?
You know what? I don't know, but I have Pizza Hut every single weekend. There's a Pizza Hut right next to our house, and we have it every weekend.
Come on, George. I grew up in Inglewood. I've lived.
Exactly. Where did you grow up, Bergman?
I grew up here in the Valley.
Oh.
In L.A. Valley.
Yeah, I would imagine there had to have been a sit-down Pizza Hut in the Valley.
I mean, there weren't
too many. They were mainly East Coast, though. There were a lot East Coast. Not too many over here.
Right. Okay. And think about it here, too, is there's so many pizza places out here.
Right.
And a lot of local ones.
Well, yeah, just like the donut shops.
Right, exactly.
All about the pan pizza back in the day.
Pan pizza was good. Pan pizza not so great anymore when you have, because, you know, we're all carb watching these days.
Right, exactly. Well, let's go have some carbs.
I'm rocking.
All right, we're going to have some carbs, and we're going to be right back in about 4 minutes. So stick around. We'll take some of your calls. Actually, I'm going to open up to you. I didn't ask the feel free to add the conversation to what words will be added to the lexicon. Also, if you're Tom Brady, are you really coming to the Chargers? Like, do you think he should come to the Chargers? If not, who? Should he go to Tampa? Tampa's got a better roster, slightly easier division. But do you believe you can sell Tom Brady on the Chargers? 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. We'll open it up to you guys next, back in 4 minutes. Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN, presented by Progressive Insurance. All our guests appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Thank you again to Pizza Hut for delivering us some food, wings and pizza. It's very nice of them. We're doing our best to kind of keep you going. Amid the situation that's going on, we're keeping you updated on the world news, national news, local news, the sports news. What has been the thing that has surprised you the most, Bergman, about the local stuff? Like, I'm actually glad the gym is closed, and it sucks for me because we've talked about this. You don't work out. I work out. But
I mean, I should.
I found myself, like, literally, like, scrubbing everything down, because I feel like the gym is just a cesspool and a petri dish.
Well, I'm not going to a gym. I don't. Most of them are closed now, anyway, aren't they?
No, but I'm saying prior to when the thing first started, like I was like wiping everything down. I'm a wipe down person anyway, but I was extra wipe person down.
You're way more germaphobe than I ever knew at this point. Mm-hmm. I have not seen anything like this before. I mean, you're being smart, I get it, but I've never seen you be just like this. I don't know. I mean, the things that have been shocking to me really. I'm going to go to sports with it. Corey Littleton leaving the Rams to come to the Raiders. I'm excited about
that's
that.
That's good for you.
As a Raider fan, I'm very excited about it. It helps our defense. I like this. I'm actually surprised that the Rams are allowing so many players to leave.
Bronny actually brought up a great point during the break, which is Cam Newton is so bleeped right now. Like, he didn't want to trade. Right,
he made that note on Instagram too.
Because the Panthers, right? The Panthers put out that Cam is free to seek a trade, and he wrote basically, "Yeah, I'm not seeking a trade. Y'all just don't want me around." Basically, is what he's saying. Do you have the actual Instagram post of what Cam Newton actually said?
Just give me 1 second.
Yeah, he basically said, "Please do not act like I wanted this." That he loved Carolina, right? It was basically what he said.
Yeah, he was saying, I don't want anything to do with this. This was not something that I wanted. So I love the Panthers. I love being here. It was said, we have given Cam Newton permission to seek a trade from the Panthers. And then he came back. He came back with stop the wordplay. Never ask for it. There's no dodging this one. I love the Panthers to death and will always love you guys. Please do not try and play me or manipulate the narrative and act like I wanted this. You forced me into this. One love.
He's 1,000% right. They did force him into this. He didn't want to leave. They wanted him out. We all knew that they wanted him out. But he is bleeped because everybody's going to wait for Brady to figure out his situation. That domino has to fall. And then he's going to have to figure out a trade possibility. I guess they could cut him and make it easier for him. But they're going to try to seek a trade every which way possible.
You think they want to take that cap hit?
I don't think they owe him any more money.
Oh, really?
I do think the cap hit is clean now. I think it's, I'm pretty sure most of it, I could look it up real quick, but I'm pretty sure that the Cam Newton contract doesn't hurt them on the cap anymore. At least that's what Key had mentioned before. By the way, Key dropping bombs earlier today. You know, forget about Woj bombs. We got Key bombs when he was talking about Brady. He was asked about the Chargers possibilities, and here's what he said.
The reason I say it is because Jeff was just on with us, and he had a nervous laugh when LZ started pressing him. And I know somebody within the New England organization I've been texting with, and they just said my backyard. And I didn't need to hear anything else, and I know they're not talking about Tampa.
They're definitely not talking about Tampa. So there you go. Key thinks Brady to L.A.
It makes the most sense. You brought it up with, was it with Kirk or Evan, one or the other. It just makes sense if you're trying to sell TB12, coming to and being in Los Angeles just makes more sense than being in Tampa. I mean, right now you're selling it in Boston, so I guess you can do it anywhere. But Tampa just doesn't seem like a huge TB12 type area to be like, yeah, let's push it.
Well, I think the other part of it is this. I don't want to, and I think Evan made this point, is that if Brady is willing to be a little more of a game manager, kind of like he was at the beginning of his career, then I think that he's going to be fine moving forward. I think that he showed some of that this past year with New England. I think that he could do that. He could continue to do that, and he could prolong his career some. So I don't think like he's completely washed. I just think that he's just not an elite quarterback anymore.
No, I mean, he's a 43-year-old quarterback that is going to just be what you need him to be. He's going to get the ball down the field when you need it in short little bursts. And besides that, it's as long as you have to protect him. So he needs to go where there's going to be a good offensive line. That's the most important.
No question about it. Or a lot of weapons where he can get the ball out quick.
Right.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, George. Listen, I have an idea for something that they may be talking about in 20 years, and it's a term that I think is going to disappear, not something that's come up new, and that is shaking hands.
Wow.
We've shaken hands for 600-700 years to prove you don't have what. I don't think that's ever coming back. I think in a week that's a habit that has been wiped away from mankind.
What I mean, well, and hugs only for people that deserve it, basically, is what you're saying.
Sure, hugs for family and stuff like it, but just this whole thing about I need to rub my hand against yours. I think that's gone.
Oh, I was saying this yesterday, and I'm serious. Yeah. Like, Mike Greenberg had this take years ago when I worked with him in Bristol. Like, he's like, the Japanese have this right. The bow is the way to go. It's super respectful, right?
Yeah, agreed. I hate the elbow bump, but I just bow. I mean,
Just like throw your hand up, like hello.
I'm a doctor. I do wound care. I never considered myself essential personnel in an international health crisis. But
where do you work?
In skilled nursing facilities.
Okay.
All over LA.
Gotcha.
All over LA.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm with you. Let's just bow or wave, kind of like, you know, like. Did you ever watch Star Trek?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know, Mr. Spock, you know, live long and prosper, right? But
exactly.
You don't have to separate the fingers. Just throw up your hand, like, hey, wave. What's up?
Yeah. Yep. All right.
That's a good one. Excellent work by you.
Take care, George.
Thank you. Oh, like Demolition Man. What did they do in Demolition Man, Bronny? What was the exact?
No, they literally put their hands towards
each
other's
hands, and then
they wave, and they just kind of wax on, wax off.
They also use shells instead of toilet paper.
To poop.
Yeah.
Yeah, to clean poop. Right.
Here's a funny tweet, by the way. Yeah. They're saying in 2034, after a mini population boom in the late 2020, early 2021, so basically another baby boom type situation since everyone was at home.
Right.
The quarantines will begin to rise. So,
instead of calling them millennials, they're the quarantines.
They're the quarantines, yeah.
Yeah. It's funny how it breaks down by generations, right? Like the boomers, at first they were like deniers. Ah, it's a hoax. Ah, this isn't that big. It's just like the flu. And the millennials were like, they actually agreed with the boomers for once on something and were just like, YOLO, we're going to go out and party at bars. And my generation, Generation X, was like, yo, we're taking this stuff real serious. I don't know about you. You guys want to die, that's your problem.
You don't hear that, okay, boomer. Okay, quarantiner.
Yeah, that could be it. Yeah. But do you agree with him that handshaking could be gone?
Yeah, I mean, I think everything's going to kind of go back to normal, to be honest with you.
Really?
I think some people will be careful. It'll be like an elbow or whatever, but it's, for the most part, you're still going to do the fist bump. People are going to go back to how it is. That's honestly what I feel.
Fist bump I could see. I don't know. Handshake is going to be interesting. I think people are going to be more germaphobes than before.
Probably, but I think it's going to be something that's just hard to break. I mean, let's talk 5 months, 6 months down the line, people are going to be handshaking all over again.
Yeah, because look, I'll give you an example. Like when I do sidelines and I'm walking around the arena, there's plenty of people that want to like do like, yo, what's up, whatever, blah, blah. And now I'm just going straight fist bump if we ever get back to games and we ever do stuff.
Yeah, we will. We'll be back to games.
Oh, we will eventually, yeah. I'm saying. Like when we get back. I ain't shaking your hand anymore. Don't take offense to it.
What about high fives? Are those coming back?
I mean, for teammates, probably.
That's about it.
Or someone I know really well.
Yeah, I mean,
I wasn't high fiving anyone. Like, to be honest with you,
you played pickup ball. You would absolutely high five people when you're playing pickup.
Nah, I point at them. I got you.
Yeah, but like, was this a good play? You put your hand out and
there's
a run
ahead
pass.
Of the game.
No, I was a pointer. I was like yo,
you were just the pointer,
just pointing. I got
great
you.
Pass.
Yeah. You know, if I hit a three, that's the only game I had was hitting threes. I had the ultimate white boy game.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty much what
hitting
my game
threes.
Is, too.
I throw up a three in the air. I used to do the Rasheed Wallace, you know, like, yeah.
You and Ireland, straight shooters.
Straight cash, homie!
You gotta be like Jared Dudley and put the three in the air and then drop it to the floor.
No, dropping nothing to the floor.
Yeah, drop it to the floor.
I ain't touching the floor.
No, you don't actually touch the floor. You just drop it to the floor.
877-710-ESPN. What's staying? What's going? After this, thanks again to Pizza Hut for providing us food. It was very nice of them to stop by and drop us off some pizza for the folks working here in the building.
Especially since all you can do is take out and delivery now.
Right. So we certainly are very appreciative of that. It was delicious. Again, if you want to keep up to date on what's going on in the NFL, make sure you check out SportsCenter and us here at 710 ESPN. But on TV, if you're near TV, SportsCenter, ESPN has basically got you around the clock on your NFL coverage. And you need the escape. I get it. I have buddies who are like, this is my mental therapy. And, you know, mental health is a real thing right now in general, but especially now. You know, quarantine, there's so many things, right, like that could be happening. You need to stay positive as best you can and keep your mind right. I did see that volunteers are in Seattle are getting the first doses of the trial vaccine. Now, that could take at least up to a year to actually get mass-produced, but that's a good first step. I had read the story in the New York Times a couple of days ago that I believe it's this same lab in 2018 felt like they were getting close to a vaccine for this because they were developing whatever the next thing was going to be after SARS and MERS and all that stuff. And then their funding got cut. So I would imagine it is. And then they tried to get their own tests, kits. And at the time, the CDC and the FDA felt they needed to go through the right protocols. And they were kind of like, yo, things are happening here. We need to kind of expedite the process. And they ended up doing it anyway, creating their own test kits. But anyway, I believe that's all the same lab that is conducting these first trials, human trials. Like there are a number of humans that are being tested on right now. And hopefully all things lead to positivity on that front. So anyway, Bergman, you were running in here before the break ended, but you didn't get to tell me because you had your food, your face stuffed with food, as you should.
I had Pizza Hut in my mouth.
Right, but you were delicious. Just showing me your phone,
Yeah, it had nothing to do. It was something, that's an off-the-air conversation for possibly coming up.
Oh, I thought it was something we were going to use on the air.
No. But if you want something that we're going to use on the air, where would you put Rudy Gobert in the history books?
Ooh. I mean, he's definitely someone who... as much of a doofus as he was initially, right?
You know, like, with the microphone touching and, you know, I mean, he's technically, I guess he's the answer to the question, who ended sports for months?
Yeah, him.
Rudy Gobert.
But it's actually a good thing.
Well, yes, it's a good thing. But
that happened.
But that's that's the answer.
What did Ramona say? He's like the important idiot or like the necessary idiot?
Yeah.
It's like there had to be someone and Rudy Gobert happened to be the guy.
Yeah, somebody was going to get it. It just happened to be the guy that was touching microphones and making jokes.
Right. I mean, we could have done without that part.
Right.
I mean, did you see Donovan Mitchell on, did you see the video of him on Good Morning America with Robin Roberts?
No.
She asked him, we don't have that particular sound, I don't believe.
We do.
Oh, we do? Because she asked him, like, have you talked to Rudy? And his answer was like, woo. Because remember in his Instagram post, he basically talked about people taking responsibility and all that stuff. And here's what he told Robin Roberts on GMA.
To be honest with you, Robin, you know, it took a while, you know, for me to kind of cool off, you know, and I read what he said and I heard what he said. So, you know, I'm glad he's doing okay. I'm glad I'm doing well. I'm just really happy, to be honest, Robin, that it's just, you know, I hate to say there's two of us, but like it wasn't the whole party. You know, at the end of the day, neither him or I have children at home. You know, I know I have some teammates that have children, have some staff that have children at home. So I'm glad that we were able to kind of contain it as much as possible.
Yeah, but you heard the first words, right? I had to cool off. Yeah, he was pissed. I don't blame him. I'd be pissed too. I can't believe people gave me grief because I said that if I were Adam Silver, I would have suspended him whenever we do get back to games. Now, I mean, maybe I should have been more clear and said for like a game or two, been more specific on the suspension because I think people just assumed I wanted him out for the rest of the season, which wasn't the case. I just wanted a game or two just so he understood what kind of a necessary idiot he was.
Right, but I mean, is that actually suspendable? Like, I understand why you want to do it.
Endangered the media, for
right,
sure.
He endangered a lot of people.
No, but the media particularly, by acting like a fool.
Right, but I mean, he didn't do anything on the court that warrants a suspension. He didn't do anything really himself off
the
court.
So let me ask you a question. Let's say you cover the Jazz every day.
Right.
And he touched your microphone and your recorder and all that stuff, knowing he was sick at the time. He didn't know he had coronavirus, but he knew he was feeling ill, okay?
I mean, I would think he was I was like, what are you doing? That's dumb.
Right.
But I wouldn't suspend
him. You wouldn't be upset?
I'd be upset, but I wouldn't suspend
him.
But you can't take him out of a game because of something that...
Well, you actually, if you're the commissioner, you can kind of do whatever you want.
Well,
yes. I mean, the Players Association can file a grievance, but you can suspend him if you want.
Yeah, it's a monarchy in that sense. But yeah, I don't feel like that's a suspendable offense.
Yeah, I would have suspended him for at least a game.
You're a part of the cancel culture.
No, I'm not, actually, at all. I think that's the stupidest thing ever. I also think we really... we pay way too much attention to Twitter.
Well,
when only like 13 or 14% of the country's on it in general.
You mean where you put him on suspension?
No.
On Twitter?
No, that's my personal opinion.
Right.
Like I'm just saying we pay too much attention to Twitter and just like trends. You know what I'm saying? Like we cancel people because people on Twitter specifically get angry about it.
Right.
I'm not canceling him. I'm not telling you his canceling would be telling you his career should be over.
Right.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling you, suspend him for a game for being an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, but like, people are idiots. You know, people. So, like, a person is smart. People are idiots. So, I feel like that I just don't see how that's a suspendable offense in any way.
All right. Well, I'm glad you
agree to disagree.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's fine. I'm not telling you, like, I'm not going to, like, go to war over something like Rudy Gobert should be suspended for a game. I just was
going after Adam Silver.
I just would have done it. Like, I would have been like, all right, when you're back. And by the way, they thought about it because they put out a statement that said we're not going to suspend him or fine him.
Right. It was definitely, I mean, when you have people like, you know, Donovan Mitchell going around saying that, you know, oh, God, I was pretty upset about all this.
Right.
I mean, the rest of your teammates are upset. The media is upset, all of that. So I totally get it.
Yeah. I mean, look, if someone was going to get it, and as you pointed out, was going to endanger, well, perhaps endanger, but put other people at harm's risk or in harm's way. But to do it to the media when it was unnecessary, when there was already the distancing thing in place for them, and you violated that by doing all the things he did. Like, LeBron wasn't touching those microphones when he was at that podium.
No, he was just trying to be funny and silly and all that kind of stuff, and it just turned out really, really poor. Hey, you're a big boxing guy, right? You like boxing?
Yeah, but I don't think what LeBron did was poor. I don't think so. LeBron took grief over that?
I didn't. No, I don't think he did anything. Oh. No. I'm saying he was not like what Rudy Gobert did. I think what he did was poor.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But you're a boxing guy, right?
I am. I saw Triple G Canelo Part 3, right?
Yeah, yep. They're aiming for September 12th at AT&T Stadium in Dallas.
Yeah, that actually sounds feasible. Yeah. Like, September 12th is probably the way to do it. Like, just go way out.
Yeah. I mean, they can still train at home or, you know, there's so.
Yeah. I think Canelo trains at Big Bear.
I mean, you're up in the mountains, fresh air, smart.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's where he trains. Maybe someone in the audience would be more familiar with that.
Adam says yes with pizza in his mouth.
Yeah. 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 I'm pretty sure he trains in Big Bear. I haven't been to Big Bear in a couple of years.
You know what? Big Bear is my favorite place to go skiing when I finally, or
I do like skiing there, yeah.
Because think about it, especially if you're in LA, it is an hour, it's 2 hours away.
Yeah, easy to get to.
Great mountains. If you want to go to parks, you go to Snow Summit and there's all those different parks.
Yeah.
If you want to go to Big Bear, then you can just have just nice long trails.
Yeah.
It's only 2 hours away. You can go to other places if that's an hour and a half away and the mountain's just not that great.
No.
And
no,
Big Bear
I love
has
it.
Great
I think it, I and you know, there's a million houses there. You can Airbnb and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, no, big fan. I haven't gone snowboarding in forever, though.
You know, there comes an age where you kind of have to limit some of that stuff.
Yeah, my body doesn't really like
it. My knees, when I went skiing 2 years ago at Big Bear, they were sore the next day, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the amount of pressure that you're putting on your knees and on your ankles if you're snowboarding like I am, that it's just not the same. You're not used to using those muscles.
Right.
Yeah. But it was my favorite thing to do in the world.
Oh, I loved skiing. It just, you know, it's just a matter of not being able to pull it off as much as I used to. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hey, I got it all backwards, man. Snow Summit's all the long, nice family skiing, and then Bear Mountain's all the parks.
Oh, there you go. So, Bergman, you got it wrong.
Yeah, my bad.
How to get Greg? How to get him?
There you go. Good for you. Get him. Every time he says something.
Bye, hey.
You know what? I may go bear him. I may try to suspend him.
Do it. Stay safe, guys.
See you, too.
That's right. Do what we can't. Go ahead and get after corporate Greg.
Yeah. I feel like I got juice around here.
I mean, you feel that way.
I got a little juice.
I mean,
you know.
Considers what you call juice.
I feel like that was a suspendable offense, you getting the mountains inaccurately.
If I was on Twitter, I'm surprised I'm not getting notifications.
Especially someone who grew up here.
I know. Seriously.
You put it in air quotes. I did. More than anybody else here. Well,
no.
You grew up here.
You grew up in Inglewood.
Did you grow up in Inglewood?
Yes. What did we say? Wow.
I mean, I'm glad you brought this up, Ronnie. Do you listen?
I mean, to myself.
I mean,
yes.
Literally, I had this conversation with you on the phone this morning, and like I said something, and like 40 seconds later, you were like, "Yeah, but what about this?" I'm like, "I just said that."
You know what? Did I have pizza?
Not then. No, not at 9 in the morning.
Who knows? Look, cold pizza is delicious, so I could have possibly had pizza that time.
For the love of God, man.
He was just upset he can't do Blue Review anymore.
Nope,
that's over and done with.
That phase of his life is over.
That phase of my life is over.
Yeah. It's like Tom Brady. He's moving to a new phase of his life.
I've canceled TB12, or is it BR? Greg, I don't know.
What?
What is happening?
I don't know, TB12.
That is it. Now I get what you were trying to say.
Time for you to self-quarantine.
Yes, seriously. Thank God we're a minute away from that.
Right?
Jeez. Good Lord. All right, so anyway, Tom Brady could be a Charger. Maybe. That's what we've decided. He's definitely not going to be a Patriot. That's what we've learned today, okay? The Rams have people leaving. They have no one coming in. They're going to need to fix that. That's going to be something they need to fix. The Raiders have Mariota. Derek Carr should be worried. And still nothing on basketball yet. We're good. Bergman now understands which mountain is which at Big Bear.
Yes.
Right?
Thankfully.
Yes. So there you have it. Big Bear is the family mountain with the parks. Summit is the one with the longer trails. So we've now deciphered that. We're good. Thanks to Bronny. Thanks to Bergman. Thanks to Janice. Thanks to you guys for calling in. Thanks to Evan Cohen. Thanks to Kirk Morrison, who are our guests. If you missed any part of the show, subscribe to the podcast. And more importantly, stay safe. We will talk to you tomorrow at 10 a.m. See you.